In colonial America, the village bell would clang to summon townspeople together for special events and meetings. Today in Philadelphia, at Independence Mall, site of the Constitutional Convention held in 1787, school children eagerly line up to view the Liberty Bell. Weighing a ton, the famously cracked bell is inscribed with the biblical quote, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land."
And around 1776, it was ringing because of a lot of events that were taking place around here. American independence was starting. And we do believe that this bell announced those events. One day in particular, I'd like to mention...
How radical a departure was it in the 1700s for these men to set up a system where the right to consult your conscience was held supreme?
It seems to us so self-evident.
Ken Burns.
And they articulated self-evident stuff, which is just a, you know, like a 21st century way of saying, duh. But the idea that people could govern themselves in however you understand it, or in every way that you understand that, is just so powerful and new that nobody was willing to try it. I mean, it was just, we had a certain amount of chutzpah to be able to say, yeah, I need to trust you, and even more important, I need to trust myself to pull this off. And that was huge. It had never ever been done before. I mean, we can take a nod at the Athenian democracy and understand their coexisting with slaves. Now, we brought our own baggage of slavery and would fight a civil war to essentially eliminate that from the equation, the monumental hypocrisy at the heart of our conception, our original sin as Americans, and why race still is one of the great sub-themes of American life.
Why do you think that the founders established America on such lofty ideals and yet were unable to repudiate slavery and the genocide against the Native Americans?
Well, it's an interesting question of dynamics, I think. Winston Churchill always said that you couldn't solve two great questions at one time. This was the way he excused the founding fathers from not dealing with slavery. That is to say, they were attempting to do what had never been done before, which was to create a union. That is to say, make many disparate elements come together and coalesce, however tenuous that coalescing might be. Central to the willingness to coalesce was this idea that the southern states would continue to have this peculiar institution of slavery. There was a wonderful man, I think his name was John J. Chapman, who said there was never a moment when slavery was not a sleeping serpent. It lay coiled underneath the table during the deliberations of the Constitutional Convention. Thereafter, slavery was on everyone's mind, if not always on their tongue. And what you see in each succeeding generation from the constitutional days to the Civil War was an attempt to sort of keep it out of mind, but always mindful that it was there, coiled, ready to strike.